Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, digital, world broadcast of the
Slow down, broadcast center.
Etc., etc., etc.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay.
Wow, I don't know what happened there.
Oh, you know, it's weird being back. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's too warm. That's what it has to be.
Too warm. Oh.
Yeah, it's just too warm. Mm-hmm. Good to be back in the studio after a week at the food drive. We'll talk more about the food drive coming up. Very successful food drive once again. Thanks to all of you who made a difference. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It is warmer, but it's apparently not. I mean, a weird thing on the way in was I did have the defrost on because the windshield was a little, you know, dewy. Was you park outside, right?
I do. Yeah.
Do you have a cover? Like, do you have a covered parking or is it just open?
It is covered. Yeah,
it is covered. Does that help keep carport? The dew?
Yes, carport. Yeah. I guess it does because it wasn't dewy.
No dewy, huh?
No dewy this morning. Huh.
What do you think? What's your favorite dewy? Decimal system or maybe one of the ducks?
I do like a good dewy decimal system.
Rather than Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie? Is that the...
And the Donald's nephews, is it not?
I think it is. That is right. You know, when you said it, I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
And then now that you say that, I go,
I'll put it on the poll. What's your favorite Dewey?
Mountain Dewey?
Ooh. Yeah, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
that should be enough. That's enough for a poll question.
Yeah, I think that's good.
So I was, I had forgotten that, you know, from the food drive, I'd run out of gas. Ooh. So, I mean, not literally, but, you know, close. So I had to get gas on the way in this morning, and as I'm just getting ready to pull the vehicle into the gas station, I was like, what is that man doing? Because it was very dark in that particular area on Sullivan, and I realized, oh, he's rollerblading. Just going down the sidewalk, short sleeve shirt, just do-do-do-do-do. Looked like one of those.
Was it Warren?
Warren, notoriously has lost his sense of smell due to a terrible roller skating accident at Riverfront Park some 40 years ago. Yeah.
He was back at it.
He was back at it. He decided this was the day. He's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Today's the day.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm gonna rollerblade at 4:30 in the morning just down the sidewalk. So my first thought was, is it not cold?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, first of all, he was going fast. So, obviously, you have that added to the temperature. So, I looked, and it was 45, and I thought, well, that seems, you know, for a short sleeve shirt. And I thought, well, maybe he's just, like, working up a sweat.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a teacher in high school who would bike to school every day.
Regardless of the weather?
Regardless of the weather.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
And he lived, like, at least 20 miles away.
Well, and you didn't live where it was warm.
No.
That's crazy. Yeah. I think I'm out.
He had very frostbitten ears.
Was he, what's the word I'm looking for? Odd?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He was the Spanish teacher.
Okay.
Who had us watch movies all the time.
Oh, man, yeah.
In English with Spanish subtitles.
Oh, so you just had to read it?
Yeah. Not helpful. That's why I'm not good at Spanish.
That's one of the many reasons you're not good at Spanish.
Well, one of the many reasons, yeah.
That and just lack of participation at this point. I mean, if you don't use it, you're probably not going to
remember it. I was bad at it when I was learning it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, yeah, and I don't know if it's roller skating weather, but sure, go for it, buddy.
Have you ever been?
Also, why was he going to the gas station?
Good point, yeah. Have you ever been or been recently?
Roller skating?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I was trying to think of the last time I did roller skating. I don't remember. Probably when my kids went to roller skate night for the school or something. I think that was probably the last time. I don't remember any other time.
All right. I guess the better question is, would you roller skate?
I mean, no. I'm not really interested.
All right. That's fair.
Yes and no. I mean, depending. My wife loves roller skating.
Does she really?
Yeah, she does. She's really, really good at it. So now that she's hearing this, I'll probably be going tomorrow. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Thank you, Steve.
Future Olympian.
Yeah. 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A Goo Goo sticker? I have no idea what that is. But that's what he has on the back of his phone. And he said it helps identify that it's my phone, and it looks pretty cool.
I see.
So whatever a Gooyaga, or however you say this.
I don't know that one.
Kevin James.
You're not trying to say iguana, right?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Would be a difference. Let's see here. Brand new contest for you today. It's the Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot coming up at 7:30. I mean, it's the simplest and yet not simple game ever. All you have to do is guess the amount in the jackpot and win the jackpot. I mean, it's just that simple. So we'll start playing at 7:30. We'll continue on play at 7:30, 9:30, 3:30, and 5:30 today, and weekdays for, you know, I would say for the near future. So anyway, we'll talk more about that at 7:30 when you get a chance. Maybe you have a chance to win some cash. Who wants to win cash? Raise your hand.
Ooh.
Oh, pick me. Yeah.
Can we win?
Yeah. No, you and I cannot win. I double-checked the rules, and we are not allowed to play.
You had to double-check that one, huh?
I did. Also, coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll give you the outcome of the 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. We'll give you the outcome, the tally, if you will, coming up, unless you already posted it. Steve, did you already post it?
No, I'm going to do that later
today. Okay. So coming up at 7 o'clock today, we'll give you what we have to the moment. Now, of course, here's the good part. Sometimes that changes. Because sometimes we get some last-second donations. So we'll let you know at 7 o'clock this morning.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Jay.
Howdy there.
Hi. Howdy. Ooh.
Howdy there.
Howdy. You know, I think we've talked about this before, about dreams.
Okay.
I don't really do a good job of, I guess it's remembering my dreams.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, yeah.
Yeah, usually I don't. But last night, or I guess this morning, I actually remembered my dream from yesterday, or last night.
Really? Yeah.
Which is odd. It was, and it's very brief, but I stepped into a restaurant.
Well, I feel like I should find some dream sequence music for you.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can. Ooh, you know what? I might have some of that.
Some of that sequence music? what does that mean?
It's like, you know. We have a lot of dream music. We have Van Halen, Dreams. Here, I'll do this one.
Reggie the Dream Weaver.
Let's ignore that Reggie part.
Yeah, this feels right. I kind of like it.
A little Dream Weaver music. That shouldn't distract you from your dream.
I am not distracted at all, Jay.
Dang it. Okay.
That was very distracting.
Yeah, it was.
No, here's all that happened. I walk into a restaurant. There's a bunch of booths. Booths?
Yes,
is
correct.
Is that the plural of booth?
I like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in the corner, one table, I see you and Kevin.
Okay, this is bad that we're showing up in your dreams.
Yeah, no, I see you guys, and you're just laughing it up and eating and all that stuff.
We're laughing it up and eating.
Yeah, and then all the way on the other side, there's no one else in this restaurant.
So it's just Kevin and I in one booth, And then somebody else on the other side.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of, it's just like, it's like a 50s diner type of experience.
Yep, I gotcha. Yeah, well, you just walked into Happy Days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so you guys are chatting, you guys are doing your thing, laughing, whatever.
Are we laughing or giggling or what are we?
It's a lot of giggles, yeah. It feels very giggly. You're eating like scrambled eggs.
Okay, it's breakfast.
Yeah. And then all the way on the other side, I see a man just hunched over his computer, just, you know.
Oh, no.
And it's Mark Few. He's just busy working. It's
just a Mark Few on his computer.
Yeah.
I could almost see him.
And I just kind of,
drawing up plays on his computer.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. And I wave at you guys, and then I look in the distance, and there he is just kind of typing away. And I go, hey, Mark. And then he gives me a nod. And
you
that's
called
where the dream,
him Mark. Wow.
Yeah, and that's where the dream ends.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. That ended right there because you should be calling him Coach.
Probably.
That's hilarious.
I don't know what I don't know why.
Oh,
what happened.
Oh, man, dreams are so weird.
Yeah, but it was completely empty, nothing else. You guys were just, you know.
Laughing it up,
and then in the corner, just see him working hard on something.
That's hilarious.
And, yeah.
Got the season coming up, man. He's trying to, you know, figure it out.
I guess so. He's really preparing it, whatever this 50s diner is. Isn't there a 50s diner around here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what it would be.
Hmm.
There's a few, I think.
Okay, well, maybe I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what would be the best one. Frank's, maybe?
Oh, okay. I haven't been there yet.
Is Wolfie still open?
I feel like you've mentioned this place before.
Yeah, I just don't know if they're open anymore. I don't know if they are.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I don't know what, it was weird. Because normally I don't remember dreams. Is the odd thing. And then what an odd...
Probably getting ready for the Baylor game, you think?
Yeah, that's probably it.
You don't think he's going to get ready? He's worried about the Warner Pacific game?
I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was booking a flight for a trip or something.
Ah, USC. Probably the USC exhibition game.
Yeah.
I bet that's the one, yeah.
Well, you got his number. Let's call him up, see what
he
was up
to. Yeah, let me
just
give him a quick text.
Yeah. What were you up to in my dream?
Hey, you were in Steve's dream... working on your computer. What's up with that?
It's like, what is it? I don't know if it's TV shows or whatever, where someone's sleeping and they wake up and they're like, I'm mad at you because of what happened in my dream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah. Ferguson's, Wolfie's, and Airway off a second. Or Frank's. There you go. There's your diners that you can show up in Steve's dream. All places Steve's never been, by the way.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Maybe you give your wife a massage, and when you give your wife a massage, you're thinking, well, you know, hey, babe.
Kevin James.
No, Kevin, why don't you explain it to me?
No, I'm not going to explain it on the radio because Steve's listening.
Thank you.
Can you explain it in great detail?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can get the Coyote Country app for free. You could take us with you wherever. Thank you. It's easy to download. Just search Coyote Country, and there we are. Oh, there we are.
Oh.
Audio Vault time. You need to send a thank you to Carly Pierce. She's been putting in some very grueling work on your behalf.
Very grueling.
Very grueling. All trying to figure out what wine to drink.
You know, I spend so much time on the road that I've been trying to try different wines and not just pick a name that I like, but trying to look at regions and trying to get like a flight of wine and see if I can tell the difference in things.
Man, I knew being a celebrity was hard. Just didn't realize how hard it was. She's doing the extra. She's going the extra mile, man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that?
I didn't know, but Carly, thank you. See you in Nashville in about a month or so, and I'll be sure to say, man, that wine research you're doing, God bless you. It's good work. you met Cody Johnson backstage. You're hip with all the big celebrities now, you know, meeting all these people firsthand.
Oh, the hippiest.
Yeah. Did you shake Cody Johnson's hand, or did you give him a little hug? What did you do there?
We shook hands.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't feel like Cody Johnson's really the hugging type for a variety of reasons. One, hugging with a cowboy hat on, difficult.
Ooh, good point.
Without, you know, causing some sort of unnecessary contact. But yeah, Cody Johnson said, you know, it's weird. The whole success thing can be a roller coaster in just trying to handle, you know, how you deal with all of it.
It's been really hard. But between my wife and a few select friends that I kind of open up to about that, my own personal therapy sessions, it's gone really well. Of just like, I'll mention my song Human. I've had to remember, hey man, you're human, and it's supposed to worry you. It's supposed to freak you out a little bit, but don't let it knock you off the tracks. Just keep on going.
Definitely one of those things that I don't think a lot of people get prepared for. When all of a sudden it hits you, you see it in the sports world a lot, or music, whatever the case might be. Mm-hmm. You know, you work hard, you work, and then bam, all of a sudden it's like everybody knows who you are, and suddenly your world gets stood on end. It seems like it's not something you should have to worry about, but man, that could overwhelm you pretty quickly.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so good job on Cody Johnson for being grounded. You have to have a few people that are going to help you say, ah, you're still the guy who won't pick his underwear up off the floor. Although Cody Johnson seems like he probably picks his underwear up. Steve, do you pick your clothes up? It's just you.
Yeah, I don't worry about that.
Do you have a hamper or a basket? What is your go-to for laundry?
I got a pile.
A pile? You throw it on the floor?
Well, I do. I don't have enough space to...
To have a basket?
I mean, I do, but... I don't.
So you just put it on the floor until it's laundry day?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a good system yet. I'm working on it.
As in yet as in 33 years or as in yet as in you got to Spokane a year ago?
The second.
Hmm.
Because I usually do, you know, the whole, I got like a nice little hamper, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just. This.
Wait, you have one, but you don't use it?
Correct.
Huh. What are you using the hamper for right now?
It's stored away.
Come on, man. You can't just leave it on the ground. You get bugs that way and stuff. Now I've freaked you out.
Oh, man.
You're not wearing the same clothes every day, and I'm not noticing, are you?
What? No.
Okay. How often do you do laundry? This ought to be good.
I mean, it depends.
On?
Lots of factors.
Okay, so that means you haven't done it since you got here a year ago?
No, I'm in every week or in every other week.
Wow.
Is that too small?
No, I mean, I don't remember. Like, I mean, as long as you... Okay, here's how it works. As long as you have enough underwear and socks, you're fine.
Yeah, no, I got a two-week stash.
Okay, well, I think you're good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Sometimes I'll do it every day. Sometimes I'll do it every other day.
Is that for real?
I mean, yeah... It's a little less now with the less people at the house. But, I mean, you know, back in the day, it was... If you didn't do a load every day when the kids are playing, you know, multiple sports and
all
that, you know, but I would say probably when all three kids were at home and they were just like kid size, right? Let's just say they were 15 and under.
I mean, I'm kid size.
You are kid size. Probably 3 or 4 times a week, I would say. I'm going to put it on the poll. How many times do you do? How many times a week do you do laundry? What if they don't do it? Oh, yeah, I'll do it on the poll.
Okay.
How many times a week do you do laundry?
I'm just one person, Jay. I can only do so much.
Right. Yeah, I get it. I wish you would use your hamper. I don't know.
Well.
You can't find a place to put it?
I mean, I guess I could.
In the closet, maybe?
Well, it's in the closet.
Okay. I don't understand.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff.
It's not a priority for you.
No, not really. I mean, well, because here's the deal. So I got like I got several different piles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got like a. No, I don't want to get into this.
You got several different piles.
No, because there's also like clean clothes on the floor too.
Steve,
there's not enough space, Jay.
Well, you have that many clothes where you can't hang up your clothes, or that you don't have a dresser.
I do.
Okay.
I use that as well. Then there's like suitcases and stuff.
I don't want to see it, do I?
No.
Oh, okay.
It would make you angry.
Yeah. Well,
I'm now I'm mad.
Sounds like
I'm mad at myself.
Yeah. Well, how about a project for the week? Well, you know what it probably is. You're probably too busy going out exploring Spokane and hanging out with people.
Correct.
What's scarier? They asked Jimmy Fallon a series of questions of things that are scarier. Let's see if you agree.
Creepy Christmas decorations or antique dolls?
Oh, antique dolls?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely the most frightening thing in the world.
Forgetting someone's name or telling someone we've met before.
Forgetting someone's name.
Mother-in-laws or father-in-laws?
Father-in-laws.
Group text chats going off nonstop or someone who only wants to talk on the phone?
Only wants to talk on the phone.
Sending a text to someone you're talking about or accidentally butt-dialing the person you're talking about?
I've never butt-dialed.
Have you ever sent a text to the wrong person?
Yes. I've sent a text to the wrong person and then immediately covered in the worst way and made it even worse.
Couple of things from that, Steve. First of all, creepy Christmas decorations or antique dolls, which is scarier?
Probably antique dolls.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them, but for some reason, the movies have ruined it. And then the group texts going off nonstop or only someone who wants to talk via the phone.
Ooh, that's a tough one, too.
I don't know, scarier? I don't know which one's worse. I don't know if either one of them are scary.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them are scary.
And just the last one, accidentally sending a text to someone you're like, Jay's such a jerk, and you actually send it to me when you were going to send it to your dad. Which one, or accidentally butt dialing me while berating me to, you know, Kevin.
Probably the second one because
the phone
live.
Call.
Yeah. It's live.
Also, have what percentage of people have never butt dialed?
Yeah, how is that possible? I do it with this phone. I don't even know how it's even possible.
Right. I tend to do it when I'm outside working, and I'll have it like in the side of my cargo shorts or something, and for some reason it bounces around in there, and when it bounces around, it comes unlocked, and it's dialed people for. Mainly Monty for some reason. I don't know if it's because of the position that he is in my favorites, but for some reason I end up dialing Monty a lot.
Why is he your number one favorite?
He's not number one. He's like, you know, it starts right here, and he's way down here. It's like at the bottom.
Oh, how do you think he feels about that?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
An entire garbage can for cans. Then there's like a bin for bottles, plastic bottles.
They should all be together. You know what, Jay? We're changing that.
Let's just do it.
Get a Sharpie, and we're going to change it where it says cans only.
Right.
And we're just going to write bottles and cans only.
Kevin James.
And if somebody comes after us about it, then we'll just say, oh, sorry, we were just trying to help.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This is going to be fun. This is great. Steve's not known necessarily for observational powers.
Oh, boy.
Two questions. Did you notice the...
Nope.
You finally noticed the red car, the brand new red car that parks in our parking lot now?
Oh, I did see that actually this morning. Okay, I was thinking about that,
Two weeks. And did you happen to notice a satellite dish?
I did see that as
well. Oh, you did? Okay.
I saw that the other day.
Okay, good. Good for you, Steve.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lot easier to see things with the light.
Yeah, but you know what? You leave when it's light. So I don't know if that really holds any water for you.
Yeah, but I did actually see both of those things this morning when I came in.
We have a giant satellite dish that they took off the roof because they're repairing the roof, and they just, you know, had to crane that thing down. They just set it in the parking lot. So it's rare, relatively obvious.
There's a bunch of cones surrounding it.
I'm just curious if you missed that. Whew, man.
Well, it is kind of off to the side.
Oh, you walk right by it.
Yeah.
Also, I got to ask engineering, do we even use all those satellites anymore? Is that still a thing?
Decoration.
I mean, we've got so many. It looks like an old sci-fi movie around here. I mean, there's multiple in the parking lot. There's and then there was, of course, on the roof. I don't know. I didn't even know if that's the way it goes. Or if I feel like instead of how, I wonder how far across those are. How big would you say that thing is? Like, what's the diameter of one of those?
Oh, bigger than me.
To the text line.
Yes, they're larger than 4.5 feet. Correct. You're welcome. From Randy on the text line, did you guys give the total for the food drive yet? Also, I watched the interview with Maverick you posted on Facebook. That's an amazing young man. we could all learn from him. That's correct.
Yeah, wow.
On all the above. No, we haven't given the total yet. We'll do it at 7 o'clock. Steve's got some news coming up at 7, so we'll throw the food drive total in at 7. Thank you, Randy, for asking. And I know I watched the video again, too, because gosh dang, that kid gets me every year.
Yeah, he really is something else, isn't he?
He's such a cool kid.
That is just, yeah, awesome.
If you haven't seen it, you should check it out on the Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. There's a young man who donated, well, he basically donated $800 and some odd dollars, because $300 from the parking that he collected, and then $500 from the eggs that he sold from his 100 chickens. So yeah, he's a good kid. This one says, no wonder Steve wanted to do the same shirt different day with those laundry habits. That's from Josie. Starting to make sense to me now. Yeah.
It's all clean. I mean, I don't wear things more than one day.
I can attest to that, at least shirts. I don't know about what else is going on over there, but shirts at least.
Yeah. The pants I do wear multiple days. And yeah.
Everybody wants to talk about your laundry habits. Kat says, Steve, the sheets need to be done once a week. Yeah, right. Tracy also asked, most important question for Steve, how often does he wash his sheets? Yeah, see, everybody now they're interested in your laundry habits, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I wash them.
I think the percentage of single men who wash their sheets once a week is very low.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's definitely not a week. It is longer than that. That is for sure.
Do you want to say how long it usually is?
No, I do
is?
Not.
It's a good idea, Steve. If you want any potential anywhere down the road.
Oh, yeah. And you don't want to know about my towels.
Oh, well. Oh.
Actually, no. I do wash my towels probably more frequently than I wash my sheets.
I think that's,
oh, that is for sure, actually.
That's fair, yeah.
That is for sure.
Well, they get
actually.
Crunchy. I mean, I know the sheets get crunchy, too, eventually, but, ugh. Okay, that's enough. Annie says, I feel like I missed out on the Northern Lights. Is it still going on? Let me Google.
Is
Northern
that,
Lights.
I thought it was just last week that it was.
Updated Northern Lights forecast from Forbes magazine. Whoa. A number of northern U.S. states may be able to catch a glimpse of the Northern Lights Sunday night into Monday. What does that mean for today? That's not really updated. That's a Sunday night forecast. I don't know about today.
Way to go, Forbes.
Ooh, it says the Northern Lights may be visible from the far northeast corner of Washington, the tip of Idaho, and about half of Montana and Minnesota and North Dakota, parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. So maybe?
You're a real Mike Peterson.
Yeah, that one. Isn't there a comet tonight, though?
Is that right?
I think there's a comet that you're supposed to be able to see tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, see 2023 A3. Mm-hmm. That's the one you were expecting, right?
Yeah, although I got a lot of more B's than A's.
A little more than the C or the A3.
Yeah.
Looks like the comet will be visible all the way through Wednesday. It's only going to be 43,911,824 miles from Earth. So pretty much the closest pass that it's ever had.
That's pretty neat.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Forget about the Northern Lights. You got a comet to look for. The sky's been electric lately.